The heir to the throne may only be 3 months old, but as the world's most famous baby, he can definitely pull in the crowds.
It's just like a historic moment, and it's just like something I remember forever.
I've been here since Sunday. I like the excitement, the build-up to it.
Despite being told all along that the christening was going to be a private occasion, hundreds still braved the brisk wind hoping to see the royals. But many, like Sheila, had to make do with a quick glimpse of a passing car.
Well, I came 11:30 last night and asked the police, and they didn't seem very well informed. So I stood there, but all I saw was the Queen and the Duke, and really blinked and you would have missed it.
The short service took place behind closed doors at the historic Royal Chapel. The Queen was the last to arrive, making it four generations of the royal family in one place. Just 50 guests were there to witness the third in line being baptised by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Among them, Prince George's seven godparents, including Zara Tyndall and close friends of William and Kate. Royal commentator Alistair Bruce says this is a move away from tradition.
For Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, they now spend their time with a very different group of people. They're friends from university, so they are the ones they trust, and they put George in those people's hands.
Prince George certainly looked the part, dressed in a lace christening gown, a replica of one used by more than 60 members of the royal family since the time of Queen Victoria. But did he behave as a future king should?
He's just got quiet. It's all ready.
You can just make out Prince William there telling his grandparents it was so far, so good.